hostility to hear other Rudzinski last year. So oftentimes when it comes to speaking that 2 years in a row, why would you want to get state prison 2 years in a row? It would sell, I said it entirely, candidly and personally, in such a state, it's already last year. Well, personally, on behalf of many, many people I spoke to in the Gehillo last year, to hear Rabbi Rudzinski, people of all backgrounds, people who are more learned, people who are less learned, such a consultant, everyone walked away from those words of Rabbi Rudzinski last year, with a real sense of being prepared to the Yemei Hadin. So we are close, our privilege to be able to call upon Rabbi Rudzinski again, share with us the great Hazaru, and the Sophie Dalio, coming into Yom Kippur.
You give him the tishrei, the sign.
Mishum shekol nerah yalzeh ben achivo. He was killed by the Shmuel ben Tango. And he won't have very happy that he's on Yahweh. He spoke to you well. There is no question he had Shmuel to be out of Shmuel. Not that he actually did it, but the presentation had tremendously out of Shmuel. And in the presentation, he said, you know, how his name goes back and brings them in fast. And have Yahweh wanted. But this murder that took place, according to the Rambam, was the nail in the coffin of the Chumrah. And you would think that this is way after the Chumrah comes. The story is over. The Chumrah was actually appointed by the Chumrah. But really a representative of the Gideon Dolls. Not a representative of human interest. The Rambam says as follows, that once they killed Gidali ben Achiko, Nichbar Kadachelet shall destroy Hanishelet. That was the extinguishing of the coal that was remaining. It was this coal that was filled with fire. And then the Rambam and Dolls, the Tiberi were also on the Lusa. And ultimately, that was the Chum. The Chum is that was the Chum. We reflect back on the Chum they committed. And we want to know when it actually got destroyed. When it got fully destroyed. When it was somehow newly birthed. It was at 70,000 miles. This is actually clarity. Why was the Dalai Lama when he was dead considered a complete extinction? That's the Beit HaMikdash, which Jesus didn't really control. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. And this Lashon of the Rambam is found also in the Sikhs in the Alpha Shemini, when they discuss the Dalai Lama and Achim Zed, they discuss it as the end of the era of the Beit HaMikdash. The Alpha Shemini in the Hill of the Sikhs says, it would have remained the ceiling. He would have stayed there, because what actually historically was played, what unfolded after the death of Saddam and Achim, was that Saddam and Achim died, and the Jews that were remaining in Eretz, actually that issue that was in Eretz saw at that time, was increased. He said that in the Russia feature of the Sukkim, people were coming back to Eretz. And that issue that was in Eretz Israel, was under the guidance of Gidal ben Achiko, who was appointed by the Knesset. So when he got killed, the Jews were concerned that there would be backlash from the Knesset. They were afraid of retaliation and punishment. So they came to Yom Yalom. And they asked Yom Yalom what they should do. And Yom Yalom tells them they must remain elsewhere. Totally. And in the whole family of Lebesh and Echad that discussed the conversation that went on to Yirmi Yalom and Rabbi Shmuel, Yirmi Yalom told us to be there, not to go to the line. It ends up that you don't accept what Yirmi Yalom told them. And they go and they shut in and they shut all across the Nazir. And it ends up, according to Chazal, that if they would have remained in Eretz Israel, that the whole Chumah that we know of would not have been there. And the question is, what is that? The 70 years were pre-decided, so the body changed to be erected. So what added food took place during the time of the death of the doctor? Well, just tell you well, one of the most difficult elements of the death of the children is children. When the Rambam, and this is all this day by the Gemara, the Gemara is showing when the Gemara discusses the whole concept of things, not a very interesting thing to the Gemara. First of all, the Gemara seems to say that the focus of adults and children is to the baby. Tzadikim Gemurim, there's focus. Rishonim Gemurim, there's character.
the whole Aseret Teshuva, the whole relevance of an Aseret Teshuva, what he gives them, is to the Beis. And I ask you, how many people are there? Okay. Who would consider himself a man? Five, most, be a man. But even mathematically, why would anybody be a man? It would seem more logical that most of us hope we are Tzaddik. Such a very means that mitzvah clears, mitzvah bavo, that if he has to adopt how many people are there to be available? And yes, the Rambam tells us, and that's the way Chazal will react with the whole state of Hashimah, and the state of both of our parents mentioned, that every Jew should look at what is going to be available. What? Don't look at it just logic. It makes sense for us. If all logic of person is not available, all logic of person is not available. So obviously the term basic doesn't just mean that my availability is just not there. But it actually means that most people would not be into the basic. Obviously there's a deeper meaning of what a basic is. So what's the prescription of it? What would my health mention? What would you say to me in the future? How can I with it? Try to add your tshuva, add your chesed. Try to get to rest. That's what logic is. Instead, after that, having efficient somebody in a financial crisis. Okay. And they have to get money from you. Okay. So they can either go ahead and restructure their business and try to make their business immediately productive, or they can get a credit line. Okay, when you get a credit line, you're holding down by you. Now, fellow, the approach is to the don't add instances, don't try to be a poor shack, but the option that you have that will work for you, sugar is a tremendous employer. Isn't that easy? Why is that the only option I have? Of course, you know, there are a lot of problematic ways to add this question. The most simplistic way to approach is to say that Shuba works retroactively, and this is a nice place will only work for the future. That's right. Very difficult thing to say. Another approach that's given Robert Kornblatt in the file in his data, he introduces another possible reason why I don't mention the only option. And he says as follows. He says, מי שאין לו יועץ לתשובה בעזור לפני תשובה, נחשב כמוהלת. That is an act of freedom. Somebody who doesn't do תשובה is like waging a war against a good people. That's how far it is. And it's the diet that way to the reward of the shaman. But the government that in the whole, the fact that the person doesn't do תשובה, that itself puts you in a hole in the head. Question one. Why can a person say, well, tshuva is a big offer? It's a tremendous offer. The fact is that next month, now I'm doing a better than tshuva, I'm going to work on just tightening up my wrist, my strength, just to get a little better. Is that not going to work? Most of the rishonim, when they say, what is wrong? When the car says, what is wrong? They say, what is wrong with tshuva? And it's true that it's not just the option of choice, but it's the only option. It's the only option. Another tremendous difficulty in the sugya of faith, which we all are supposed to view ourselves as, is the concept that you're debating by the reversal. The reversal is not a question. The reversal is somebody is a fellow that always leads towards faith. You know, what you have a student in a class, and they get 64. Okay. So beginning with focusing on students, I do my goal of college. A teacher that gives a 64 loves a long time. So get a 64. He took a student and gave a 64. people on both come down and say, you know what? Let me be mine from heaven. It's 50-50. The Muslims are looking at that tail just right in the middle of the road. So then you look at the picture, you're out. It's not my question. The question that they ask me to share with Rosh Hashanah. Here's the question. How is it that Spain is a bunch of local kids in the last month? So I'm telling you, why doesn't Hashem mean for them? Which again, forces us to be exact. What is Spain? Is the Spain just simply somebody who should be 64, I would discuss. Would Spain be something different? And is it something more than a shed light on this castle? When the mitzvah of truth is introduced in the text, the text says, this is where many of the show words in the Torah come from. It's not Shemai. They will be our Lord, while Shemai will be the Chelmon. This whole world collapses. This is what you do not Shemai. The truth is that this part of the Bama Shemai is an all-encompassing world. In many areas of our world, ranging from a famous statement that was written, Shachal, Jesus, and Hashemai, in the time of Rishon, a statement that was written, in which, in that statement, every Jew that's written directly to Hashemai. And there's a whole controversy as to whether it's going to be wise or the Jesus and Hashemai, will you be wise or be not? And there are many of you know that are going to tell that can't be wise. Why must you not? It's a very interesting model of all of the fear. When the Lord is so clear, when I click it, it's from the left of the Hakamah. And when the left wants to prove his work, he may serve him. He said, if I love the white man, he'll let the fear of truth get us through this. He's got to bring the whole condemnation. The world will make such a case. And every miracle that he said should come, happened exactly where it was before. And he created tremendous confusion. Oh my God, Yeshua, how do you know Yeshua got up? He said, why am I so mighty? Turn him up, Yeshua. Turn him up, Yeshua. I have to see the moral story difficult over the lesson today. The lesson didn't know that I'm proper. The Chachon was in the room. The law was like the Chachon. That only bothered. And then years, later I found the Shalmi Mezot asking for us. Shalmi Mezot said, the Lezot of 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 the Lezot. The Lezot of the Lezot of the Lezot of the Lezot. Well, he said he made a miracle. Has to be a fact that he was Shalmi. Shalmi said that the reason why the Lezot of the Lezot of the Lezot was because well, he thinks that would make his soul from that way to the Lezot, which means and the Chachamim argued for the lesson. What he said was hard. They said was coming. They went then and burned his son. They put him down. They showed him tall. They took what he said was hard. What he said was clean. And they burned his son. That's the end of the Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi always bothered me. What then? The Yerushalmi is our last question. And gives a mutter answer. The last question is, the beloved, don't you know that I love the conflict? The argument of my father, there are the stories. He said, I know. But the rule we have in our law, you shall be the beloved, you didn't like the Jesus. Okay. Okay. He is arrogant, I don't know, you 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 know, this is Shalmi telling us, you know, in order to have something one with the Lord, whatever you have, something you should become one with, it has to be mixed. Which means, you have to have the history, something you have to mix with. In order for that history to be one, that history has to get mixed into the pot. And if it's mixed, then it's one with the pot. That's how it works. But let's say, that is the need that you betrayed. Another gospel section, either it's visible or received. It's not fully mixed into the mixture, that will be proper. And that's one of the basic rules of the world. In order for a beloved man to be loved, they have to hear it. They have to hear it. The beginning for them to say, why is it that two that you're on the top of the sin, according to one man's own heart, the sin is not a reason. So they didn't have the third one. Now wait. The beginning says, why? Even if you bring the third guy, that won't look like a sign. So the Mi'iri asks, Mr. Edison, why do we need the third guy? Fascinating Mi'iri. Says the Mi'iri, the third guy is needed because perhaps half of the two hear his view. That will be right. So the third guy is not just needed to be a third guy. He enhances the three. The other two now, their day is changing because the third guy is needed. When Rabbi Levi is there, without hunger, first in Acts 2:7, that is the outcome. First, the day after he is sore, and he felt that this thought, the treatment that he got, showed that his day wasn't successful. He felt he never would be able to become one. His day never became one. And therefore, he felt that his day is not the Shemai, but then he said to show her the other half of the night. That answers the question of this glorious and glorious second glory. Yes. Why can I can't make miracles to prove that love is life? Perhaps I wasn't cut like him. But according to this, he can say that love had a problem. And Shemai was able to teach him to show that. But that's the concept of Rabbi Shemai. And then we saw in various sukkahs where they did rely on miracles. Come on, say, yo, yo, yo. Or we find that by the way, Shabbat, he passed the certain child of faith by the month. If the month told him, whose money it was. So the God that then has it, that Hachro, my decision, our last decision, can only be made to all. And the seer, to tell us the fact, that is the question. Shemaya is to tell us the fact. But the Hachro is God's own fault. This is an all-encompassing cross. Why is it that by Yeshua, it's where I could have told the cloud of my message. Wouldn't it make sense that we should learn about it from her? Another interesting point, my Shura used the word Ni Yahweh Bon Hashemayah. Kamkabala Jew. And he brings out a remedy to sound the message that Ni Yahweh Bon Hashemayah is what she takes in. Shuva and Mila are right. What's this connection between Shuva and Mila? So I'll tell you an idea. Because I think this is just a simple idea. And I think it's historic. It's really a basis of what our own attitude are hereafter. And specifically Rosh Hashanah. And it will also answer to us why here begins with our third image. Let me ask this question. As I thought the Beit Shuva was seen to be a preparation, I thought the Beit Shuva made sense. It should be something that you prepare before the year comes in. Why not go for a shot and then be hanging and then try to reverse the feeling after the Beit Shuva? Why am I going to go give up myself the Beit Shuva as an introduction? Get the Shuva out of the way? Clean the slate, and then over to Rosh Hashanah, it's so much more logical. Why is that this way? Among the people, after he had to continue, we find that after he both stood by a woman, and the prophet uses the lust, needs a woman, Hashem is dead, Kamkata, and it sounds right. That the reason why the Shinner was back was to tell our congregation, sin is the one else. This is the sign to your children, your descendants. Shehei Yoshin Ba'ni'oi. Shehei Ma'alokim Yitzhak Ba'dakim. By every verse was said in the room. וכשחיל את פיום הוא דן כבר מנגל לזה. What is his values? Why would I put his gold shoe? Now, by the first meal, to teach this problem of him. What? This toy company, many other places, that's what we hear after the gold shoe. That he just decided to go. What will I tell you? A simple mashup. Very simple thought. And I think it's time to figure it out a bit. Right to figure it out. And what's the difference? What is a person's job? What is our place? In the day he enters the world to the day. And if we have to cast the light, what are our places?
Identify who the member of the shul was. And he said,
power. The concept that Shira Kayal says, I say so with Benino Merkah, that Allah applies to me. Such a difficult concept. But the concept is that prayer had more of an effect here than it had anywhere else. Because of the health in the world. Because of that element of growth, that was kind of deal. Prayer is there to assist that growing process. That's the level. Why Mama Shemaim is not a view? Because Mila, same idea. Mila, Hezrahina brings down that what the concept of Akshikoku, creating a person with aura, requiring the person to remove the aura, the same Rahina says, Kasha, the other Mahashim, like Kufar, the other Mahashim, the reverse of created us, incomplete to show us to set the stage that this is what we're here for. We are here to perfect ourselves. The verse from what we tried that point so and so that he created us physically requiring perfection to show us this element. Perhaps that's why he brought to the grid and he introduced this element of change that is I said, Shemai said, Sinu Mulele. He was down to here, where the Mavak clearly ever exists, that the Shemai is living. And I want to take this rule for you. The Mavak that came to our meeting, the visitor, he had to request. That whole meeting between the Mavak and our meeting was unique. Mavak were in our meeting tense all the time. You know that? A Haruhi, about them, the Malachi walked around here like this was normal. But these Malachi were unique. These Malachi, based on the Malachi story, the fourth parody story, these Malachi went and they humbled themselves to all. They ate, they drank. The Malachi said to Malachi, that's because you have to keep the meaning of the place that you go to, that glory from, to the meaning of the place that you go to. Why here? Because now that our home of things is diverse, and now that this concept was created that we are a changing people, we're a nation that changes and grows, now immediately the Malachi show that they are talking to us. They are submissive to us. And this is not when the Malachi came in and so told us, and they're going to have to act in that way. That's what the concept is. Gidali Benachim. What happened by the death of Gidali Benachim? What was going on? Why was the covenant incomplete? And the answer is, so long that the Jews fell, that they couldn't choose, so long that the Jews were holding on to the land that they were destroying, and they were saying, we're gonna change. We're gonna make it work. So long that we were not guided from change, the Chorban would not complete. The Chorban could be our soul, but our Israel was the soul. We as a nation were not the soul. As long as we feel we could change, there is no Chorban. There is no Chorban to the eye. But here's the Gedalia that I have to die. And the Jews then were guided by our change. And is that mark that fear should change? That everything in it was desired. And everything fell apart. If the Jews would have not left that of Israel, the Yahweh Shemai Yisraeli would have never lost the war. The whole Bayis Sheni would have been a continuation of the Bayis Sheni. Because we were the Yahweh on the elements of change. So Gedalia ben Achitub, the reason why that feels important is that he gave up on being able to change. The Yahshua changes. Yahshua changes creating the open hope of our soul. You read Yasseret Yeshua. The reason why Yasseret Yeshua is the way to begin is because if Shuma would be 40 years old, we would make a problem. We would look at Shuma, and I see plenty of people in Shuma. We would look at Shuma as a means to an end. Shuva is a salvation. Shuva is debt management. Shuva is something you do when you have a mouth, if you're not there. And you owe your debt, and now you need a bailout. So what will do you a bailout? The truth is they bail out. The way they take care of it, they don't help. You have to believe it. That's what they don't help. You try. But the truth of the matter is, Shuva is a way of life. Shuva is not a means to an end. Shuva is what a Jew has to do every day of his life. Yes, if somebody is dead, the Shuva is between the place of questioning. But Shuva is not there just between the place. Every single Jew has to be in a constant state of Shuva. If a person wakes up in the morning without an objection to be about Shuva that day, he's going against the purpose of creation. And that's why the year begins with Shuva. Because we're setting the stage for the year. Shuva's not here to get the solar with an outcome by the year. We start the year as Shuva. And if somebody starts the year and says, the Rebbe Shlomo, I'm not interested in being about Shuva. The Rebbe Shlomo, if you don't have a path, then you're perfect. Let's just have to do another mitzvah. Of course you can do another mitzvah. We'll take care of your debt situation. But you're still missing the point. Why are you here in this world? What is your function here? What is your practice on earth? Your function in the world is to be a changing world. To be a growing world. That's your practice. And since that's what that means, somebody starts the year and says, that is not my intent. That is not my practice. And the page, you know what the page means? A page means somebody who's not clearly on that page. A page means, by definition, means somebody, of course, we know the simple meaning of the Greek solution is something. That's not it. Not just that. If somebody doesn't have a clear vision, it'd be about something. And most, if you look at it that way, most people are making it. Most people are not 100% about the page. And they're not 100% on the page. They're in the middle. They're not 100% committed. A committed voucher is not a baby. He's a psycho. That's what a committed voucher is. That is the is what's kuda of what the truth is about. And that's why if somebody is hesitant about the concept of truth, you don't want to take a mantra of those hornbats and say, that's the Mahita on a chef. It's a divina against your purpose of creation. It's going against why you will put down a school. And that's why when people went ahead and were born to children, it's unbelievable to see how they responded. God has written down that God has shaman, wait for me, I will want to ask shaman. So God has said, please not to make the shaman, that it would be the shaman, you would have to make a matter of go and try to go on. But there is a gap. That's true. That makes sense. If you would be over this tonight, there's a lot of different interpretations. I can get around what that means. And that's what it says. Is you would have to make a matter and go over this tonight. I want to suggest a simple challenge. Did you say the truth? It's not as much when you're getting to, but it's the fact that you're being poisoned to you. And that's why the Shemana Ezrit is saying, all those things. This is what the Rebbe wants. This is what the Rebbe desires. Shuva has to be viewed as a taqlid on its own. If someone is about Shuva, it means they themselves are growing. That's the definition. They're growing. I'm a total guest at the end of the Kid Gap Hole. But everything in between all of us and the Kid Gap Hole is part of truth. So you say, me, I want my survival. True. But if you can go up the ladder, that's the path that's on its own. Keep going up the ladder all the time. Now I want to just do that one last for God. Why this point? Oh. And check and believe. And that's why we find some people who got shrines about fellows. And it gives them a cortical function. Unbelievable reaction. There's no end. Generations upon generations can go on. The story that I've heard, fascinating story, in Greece, was done for a fellow Jewish child, the father of Aaron. So we were in the Greece, they had never passed more than to imagine. I have a problem in my work for late last night, and he told me the number, the amount of baby girl that you should not know. Now you have it. You shot. I myself, if you have it, have it as well, must be on a very, very low level. It is much lower than what you say. It is much lower. But hell is low. You have a natural barrier. You have the Arab in Israel. That's a natural barrier. You think that that's good. That would be the history. But it isn't. And especially never those that have the poor from the home, they get lured up to the Arab. I didn't look very much into the live act, but it's unbelievable work gets into effect. And it was this family where some of the girls having that, the parents were actually doing it. And they begged the woman when she had a boy that they should have a son. She was kissing. And she spoke it up with her Arab husband, who agreed. He was still, a Christian, a biblical man. He agreed to make a Jewish Christian. He couldn't. So they went to get a Bible. And they were going to use a regular Bible with her. Now explain the regular Bible. They explained to the story. He said, you know, I'm not comfortable. I'm not comfortable with Muslim father. Now, I'm not saying that that Bible had any way to understand it. But he's a public comfort. I think you have a lot of people like that. I'm not comfortable. Sometimes when somebody's not so comfortable now, maybe he should be comfortable. But he couldn't see the money. So they had to get a oil from out of town, out of the community. And that oil, on its way, is something absolutely magical. He pulled in, but he can't make it. Look, so they went to the back of the oil. And he said, look, no choice. So he made a phone call. He wanted to say, look, well, it's oil. And in fact, and his brother passed him, he must believe it. I just put it on your lap for the reason he must believe it. Yeah. This goes on a message of the prison. Then he gets to the name. Okay. Baruch Hashem, the Arab and his wife came to his agreement together after negotiating that they can fit the name's power. Biblical name. Obviously, they'll pronounce it a little differently. But that was the reason for it. So the model was giving out the name. He was going to call the child. He called him Murphy as well. So how is it that I'm calling him? Or then the grandfather, then anybody. This is that all. His father. The Arab father. Object. Mike Mahamud. He just said loud and clear for everybody to hear. Call it Shmuel, and when you say Yisrael, the Chai of the Hasmur. And this is the level of my condition. That's the mind of the name that we use, the Chai of the Hasmur. At the end of the preview, the whole commotion. And this Arab was adamant that he was wrong, and he had a life that totally is wrong. And he said, my life was beyond happiness. And he did not know. My mother was a Jewish. My mother was a Jewish. And yet I'm an And he got to prove you out of last year, the rabbi of the community stole the horse from me. Turned out to be Baruch Hashem. Everything unraveled. And that man lost his kid's room. Everything turned around. It was a fascinating thing that this family, this woman, back to the island, her great grandmother lived in the town of Shoal Nation. And Shoal Nation was raised in the generation of the Lord. And this grandmother of this girl, great grandmother, she ran for the old men in North Sudan. Her organization was then to be the Coward Girls of the World. She got drunk from the Shoal Nation. That none of her descendants will ever marry that girl. And when this boy married them, they were back. What happened to the brother of the Shoal Nation? The modern story, that moment will come. Yes, it talks about the Shoal Nation. One of the eight brothers here in the Halakha part of the story. Hey, the kid with my little two here, the Shoal Nation. He has a child. He sells one to a girl, and then turns out he's father into two. And the Chomach of them is the father of them. So the Shoal Nation took care of both them and the stock of them. He took care of them. But this was all the Shoal Nation's our perfect way, because if you bring children into the world, the gates of heaven open. This is way the law says the key of the shoes of earth is that opens up the gate. If you do that, Shabbat Shemayim opens. And that's the essence of what we're here for. Just want to go through this minor headline. And the minor chazal is the beginning of how she is. That's mind-boggling. Mind-boggling minor chazal. The Maimon Chazal reads the Bible, the Rosh of Rav Tzvori. Over Rav Tzvori, Rav Tzvori commonly says that what's the reason why we learn about the Zehema Chai of the Oryx, we learn about the kosher status of the animals before we talk about the human. And Rav Tzvori goes on to say as follows, Kishen Shemitzirotai, just like in the creation, the animals came before the human beings. Kakhemoso. So to the trailer, also come, the human beings come after the animals. But then he continues as he said with God. He said, but, he said, in Zohar, he said, if a person is going to live his life in Schutz, or even then one of you tell them, I know the gospel, the whole mass of the nation. You can't be put. The Lord of all, and if a person is not going to help, or even one of you, I think we'll see who's coming. And tell them, this is your answer. So basically, a direct contradiction in one way, like a thousand, which is basically arguing an historical fact. One that one side of a thousand comes to say, I'm on. And if a person is going there, we tell them, you came before everybody. Lord Zoho, the person is not going there, then we tell him that even the mosquito can't hurt. Look at the shadow of the same person. And this is also about to explain why our mom was given a contradiction as well. You know, our little thing turned back to smoke, we said, hey, we know the son of Raha. And then they see the other shades of the domestic area. Our little brother at the smoke, I'm not going to show. The smoke tells them, no, take it out, it's so beautiful. So Chazal explains the dialogue between our little and our smoke. Chazal tells us that he'll start with theology, our little story is not going to show. The star says in the message, he's not going to show. They told us how they spoke. Stars said, I'm not going to have children. I'm going to spoke. They said, what did you see in the stars? I'm going to create a simple thing. At the end of the day, a lot of times the passion is compassion. At the end of the day, there's no passion at all. You know, the Moses has a joke. They say that, well,
Israel, 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 Isra